right, it is, it's 11 February, and Groundhog Day was last week, I guess, or earlier this week, I don't know, but it's kind of been Groundhog Day for us here for a while, once we got into the swing of things, so we're definitely ready to get out of here and head home.
Home. Its location, unique. Its meaning, universal. For those who serve the United States as members of the 442nd Fighter Wing, who call Whiteman Air Force Base their post, their home is smack dab in the middle of the Chief's kingdom.
Kansas City's home, you know, and there's nothing like being home, being around family, being around the things that you grew up with and are familiar, like the Chiefs. Just being able to go to a Chiefs game, not being, you know, stationed in another part of the country or another part of the world where you can't just flip on the TV and, you know, catch the Chiefs game or the Jayhawks game or whatever you want to see.
The majority of the unit are Chiefs fans, I'd say that. I remember the first game I went to. After that, I was hooked. 116 decibels, that's why. It's so loud. It's incredible, you know.
You haven't experienced a real football game until you've been there. And going and seeing the sea of red, it's just incredible. Thousands of people who have the same passion that you have.
I love my Chiefs. I don't care where I go. Football is America.
Football means an incredible amount of joyous feelings all across this country. It is so much part of our fabric of Americana.
Chappie, be light, 2+45 on time, on time.
And now to honor America, please rise and remove your hats for our national anthem.
Four, three, two, and
Chappie, be light, on time, on time.
For the land of the free, and the home.
Shacked it, on time. Awesome job.
If you're not ready to play a game, when you see those jets, those bombers come in, it does something to you. If you're not ready to play, after that, you will be ready.
I've never been anywhere that the people get as excited as they do in Arrowhead.
Anytime there's a flyover, I think it's a special moment. It, of course, makes me think a lot of Derek Thomas. Flyovers, I think, were probably one of the most significant things for him on game day because he lost his father, who was a pilot. Every time I see a flyover, I think of Derek.
Well, I'm thinking about my daughter, thinking about my country. There's a little tear in the eye sometimes when it flies over, especially when it's my jet.
Everybody looks up and just starts cheering every time.
Just knowing that I've worked on every single plane that is flying over my head is just, I put those planes in the air.
You know, as a military spouse, I know what he does, and I get to see him take off and land every once in a while, but I don't really get to see him in action very often.
Here they come!
There they come! To see them come up and approach the stadium.
There's your dad!
It's pretty cool.
It's a rush to get to do, but honestly for me, I think the most fun is when we fly over the stadium and the first chance I have to actually look over my shoulder and to see the crowd in the stadium and see the fireworks going off. And then usually we're going as quickly back to the airfield to land and hop in our cars and drive and catch the second half of the game.
The members of the 442nd Fighter Wing are clearly loyal fans of the Chiefs' kingdom. However, that appreciation pales in comparison to the respect and love the Chiefs have for them and for all those who serve.
To the brave men and women of the 442nd Fighter Wing, for more than two decades, the Kansas City Chiefs have cherished our relationship with Whiteman Air Force Base and the 442nd Fighter Wing. From the annual flyovers at Arrowhead to the opportunity for our players, coaches, and staff to visit the base and spend time with all of the true heroes who call Whiteman home, we are honored to be your team. As the 442nd defends our great country, it gives me tremendous pride to know that you're displaying our colors and logo around the world. Wherever your service takes you, know that the thoughts and prayers of the Kansas City Chiefs and the entire Chiefs Kingdom are with you, and we look forward to seeing you at Arrowhead very soon. Best regards, Clark Hunt.